What up? It's the Kid Pull Pull coming back to you guys once again of the Man Stash Minute, highlighting prominent figures within Black history. Today is a quick one, but the message is still the same. So introducing this beautiful woman, she was an African-American transgender woman who was an LGBTQ rights activist and an outspoken advocate for trans people of color. She spearheaded the Stonewall Uprising in 1969, and along with Sylvia Rivera, she later then established the Street Transvestite, now transgender, Action Revolutionaries, or better known as the acronym STAR, a group committed to helping homeless transgender youth in New York City. She was tragically found dead on July 6, 1992, at the very ripe age of 46. Her life has been celebrated in a numerous of books, documentaries, and films. And here, listeners, stashes, kings and queens, this is the highlight of life of the beautiful Marsha P. Johnson. Please stay tuned right here on the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up? And we are back with the Man Stash Minute. I am your host, Polo Pool, and today we are highlighting the beautiful life and legacy of Marsha P. Johnson. She was born Malcolm Michaels Jr. on August 24, 1945 in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Johnson experienced a difficult childhood due to her Christian upbringing. She engaged in cross-dressing behavior at an early age but was quickly reprimanded. Johnson moved to Greenwich Village in New York City after graduating from high school. While in New York, Marsha struggled to make ends meet. She was homeless and prostituted herself to make ends meet. However, she found joy as a drag queen amidst the nightlife of Christopher Street. Johnson designed all of her own costumes, mostly from thrift shops. She quickly became a prominent fixture in the LGBT community, serving as a drag mother by helping homeless and struggling LGBTQ youth and touring the world as a successful drag queen with the Hot Peaches. An eccentric woman known for outlandish hats and glamorous jewelry, she was fearless and bold. Despite her difficulties with mental illness and numerous police encounters, whenever she was asked what the P was and her name stood for, and when people prodded about her gender and sexuality, she quipped back with "Paid no mind." Her forthright nature and enduring strength led her to speak out against injustices. On June 28, 1969, at the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street, the hub of the New York City gay community in the 1960s, things turned violent after a few LGBTQ people were arrested on questionable charges, handcuffed, and very publicly forced into police cars on the streets of New York City. The LGBT community was fed up with being targeted by the police, and seeing these public arrests incited rioting that spilled over into the neighboring streets and lasted for several days. These events had been collectively described as a riot, rebellion, protest, and an uprising. Whatever the label, this was certainly a watershed moment in LGBTQ history. Many eyewitnesses have identified Marsha as one of the main instigators of the uprising, and thus, some have recognized her as the vanguard of the gay liberation movement in the United States. As an African-American trans woman, Johnson has constantly been overlooked by both participant in the Stonewall Uprising and more generally in the LGBTQ community activism. As the broader gay and lesbian movement shifted towards leadership from white cisgender men and women, trans people of color were swept to the outskirts of the movement. Despite this, following the events at Stonewall, Johnson and her friend Sylvia Rivera co-founded the Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, or the acronym known as STAR, and they became fixtures within the community, especially in their commitment to helping homeless transgender youths. STAR provided services including shelter. The first was a trailer truck to homeless LGBTQ people in New York City, Chicago, California, and England for a few years in the early 1970s, but eventually disbanded. Sadly, at the ripe age of 46 on July 6, 1992, Johnson's body was found in the Hudson River off the West Village piers. The police ruled she had committed suicide despite claims from her friends and other members of the local community that she was not suicidal. 25 years later, Victoria Cruz, a crime victim advocate of the New York City Anti-Violence Project, AVP, reopened the case. Johnson's story is featured in Paid No Mind, Marsha P. Johnson, 2012. and the death and life of Marsha P. Johnson in 2017, and happy birthday, Marsha, in 2017. And lastly, in 2015, the Marsha P. Johnson Institute was established. Its mission is to defend and protect the human rights of transgender and gender nonconforming communities. Marsha is honored as a Stonewall instigator, a drag queen, an Andy Warhol model, an actress, and a revolutionary trans activist. And this, my listeners and stashers, kings and queens, is the beautiful life and legacy of Marsha P. Johnson. I hope you enjoy. Please stay tuned for more. And this is Polo Pull on the Man Stash Minute. Bye.
I love you, Daddy.